This is Kaya from First Years. Good morning. Just a quick recap on your project's progress and any exhibition design sheets, plans for us.
Well, I did a rough sketch.
Oh, it's so the light switch.
I forgot to write that there on the side of the box. There'll be like a couple of switches for me to turn the lights on that are inside.
Will you see the light switches?
I don't know how I'll be able to like hide it.
Speak to Andy because he's been able to hide Elsie's light switch. It's in a little hole on underneath.
Yeah.
That she can just slot the box in, change the batteries and turn it on if she needs to. You might have to do something like that.
Yeah, I'll talk to Andy about it. But I'm going to develop that one further. That was just like really rough because I didn't know that I had to bring one up.
We did these a while ago.
Yeah, a while ago, but my like project, like the design's it's actually changed.
Okay, fine.
From like a fake wall to something that goes on the wall, so it takes up less wood.
How much, you haven't got dimensions on here. You've had your box made, haven't you?
Like the small boxes.
Oh,
yeah,
you've got the small boxes.
But Andy and I are still working on it.
Okay.
And he drew up a different design, so what we're going to do is, once the small boxes are done, we're going to put them on the wall. Like inside where we like cut it out, we're gonna put it in, and then with like the board that we have with all the holes, we're gonna place it on instead of like moving the box around so things don't break and move.
Okay. So you've got one viewing hole.
Yeah, one big one, and like small peepholes.
Oh, right, okay. Because I was just about to say, how do you see the other boxes?
Yeah.
Did you reference where this idea came from? I showed you that in Sophie T's.
Yeah, I haven't finished referencing that, but I've been working on my sketchbook at home and everything, but I just need to get the rest of my research from that done at home.
Okay. Did I send you the video? You can screenshot.
No.
I can do that for you.
Okay, cool. Well, sounds like you've got some of the logistics sorted out, so that's like fine in terms of that. How have you been getting on with your blogs?
I've been doing it on a Word document, and then I'll be copying and pasting it onto the blogs because they've been really temperamental recently while typing. Like it lags, and then it doesn't fully type the word.
And
then,
there's no spell check.
Yeah, there's no spell check.
Yeah,
spelling stuff.
And
yeah,
the grammar's all messed up, so I've been writing it on a Word doc, and then I'll just copy it in. It's just easier.
But have you got pictures on here or anything?
I've got a few up right now, because what I'm doing is I'm collaging the pictures in like my gallery, so they're like all in one big picture with loads, instead of
constantly... Can I ask you not to do that? I say that because... For the external verifier, who's going to look at these blogs, they are going to just be scanning, okay? They have got thousands of people's evidence to look at. So it's better if you just have, like you've done here, sorry, where you've got just singular pictures, like not collage together.
So that one isn't?
That one's okay. If it's like, if it's... the same but different stuff, fine.
Yeah.
But when you've got sort of like very different bits of evidence, just make sure you keep them as separate images.
Yeah,
because they will be doing literally what Sarah's doing.
Yeah.
Scan, and you know, if they're fronted with just sort of like tiled together tiny images, they might be like not sure of what they're looking at. So just
You haven't got your felt making on here.
Yeah, it's I'm done it all on the Word, like I said, and
okay.
I'll like upload it after, because like I can still like do everything, and then it's just easy to upload it.
What I did see was nothing here. An evaluation and reflection.
Yeah, those are my little subtitles for everything.
And yeah,
and you will just be filling them.
Yeah, everything's done. It's just in a Word, and then I
Okay.
It up.
Okay, can you start doing that? Though a little bit more piecemeally, yeah, rather than leaving everything to upload at the same time, just so that we can be keeping a bit of a tab and just making sure that all the gaps are being addressed.
So if your valuation and reflection was on here, we could have a look at and go, that's really great, keep doing the same, or you need to be adding more details.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So from today's session,
yeah,
this afternoon, if you can just start updating it bit by bit, that would be really, really helpful for Sarah and whoever, so we can give you some pointers. Yeah.
How is your research, Kaya?
Well, let me just get my new research.
So you've looked at quite a lot of artists, have you? How many?
Well, I tried looking at some, well, mainly the two from the exhibition. I've looked so that's one, two, three, four, five, six.
Good.
That's six artists. And then I did some very minor research on two more here from the exhibition.
Wonderful. And then you looked into miniature worlds.
Yeah, and then I looked at documentaries and everything.
Lovely. The documentaries that I sent you, yes,
yeah,
well done.
And I found one on Disney Plus as well, but it was only one episode, and these are the images from there that I got.
Okay, fabulous.
And then filling things in.
This documentary, and it was so interesting. I watched it twice. Well done.
It was really good.
But are you annotating what you're taking information-wise from here?
I also have more information in there, but it's kind of.
So
like
you're making clear connections from your research to your work?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then it's just filling it in a bit more.
Okay. See, again, this, your invitation can go on part of your evidence for planning, maybe.
Planning and presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we're getting there. Good. Is it
just little slots for
journal? Oh, okay, good. You are working quite well, actually.
Have you done any research into ceramicists and
not yet.
Model makers
and felt.
Yeah,
things like that, like people working in these materials.
Not yet.
Okay.
But I can always take that home.
Something I really encourage you to do, because with UAL, they look at the practical, they look at the research, and what they need to see is a real clear link. Yeah, so that you're justifying why you're working in particular materials and where you're getting your inspiration from. Okay, so try and find a ceramicist. There's a really good one. Oh god, can I borrow your computer?
Yeah.
It's a really, really good one.
I'll write that down for you. Felt. And what I didn't see in there was Sophie T's studio.
Mm.
Get that in. I can send you the video today. Because Sophie T could be a reference for you in two ways. One, your display ideas, and two, her work is really sort of
colourful and messy and
everything. Use her as a reference for that, for your sort of psychedelic elements.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna put one display idea, two. This in your search spec, felt artist.
Oh no,
this in your search spec. Just two, just reminding you, and then once we get the ceramicist's name, we can add that. You're doing really well, Kaya. I'm impressed. I won't lie. Oh, whilst you're here, would you be interested in? I've forgotten to ask everybody else. Creepy Valley. Have you been to Creepy Valley before? Have you heard of it?
No, I've never been.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Do you know what they do?
No.
They do a lot of activities like aerial trekking, paintballing, axe throwing, kingpin swings. Would you be interested in going as part of our enrichment for the end of the year? No, you're joking. It's well fun. Are you not adventurous?
No.
Are you not?
I love a home body. I like.
That's a no. Well, you could go and watch.
I mean, paintballing sounds fun.
Paintballing is fun, but be prepared for bruises.
I've done it before and I never got a bruise.
Well, you must be quick at running then.
No.
Or hiding.
Hit. No, really, I always got hit in the head with the helmet.
Christ.
I can't find her at the moment. I'll have to do a little bit of...
Take that. But these are to go in your sketchbook, yeah?
Yeah.
But even if you sort of like what I put into the search before, not bizarre ceramic sculpture, but ceramic sculpture, nature. Because it doesn't have to be people working with mushrooms, okay? It's just ceramics and the fact that they're basing some work on some natural forms and shapes and things. So there are tons of people doing that. Like, that's clearly a wave that's clearly influenced by some kind of coral, mm-hmm. or like sea sponges. These are definitely flowers. You know, that's a peony, definitely. And then that backs up that the air drying Fimo clay stuff as well. People sort of like modelling in sort of different clays. So you could find somebody that, you know, kind of has some kind of link to your work. I will try and hunt down the woman that I'm thinking of, and then that just backs up
mm-hmm.
what you've done.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it might even be worthwhile looking at sort of bizarre ceramic stuff. Yeah, for the whole sort of psychedelic kind of aspect of your work. Okay, but I'll have a deeper look, but then if you can find somebody as well, that'd be good. Because really, in order to achieve above a pass, you need, I would say, a pass in terms of artist research for this length of project is a minimum of 6.
You've got more than that.
Yeah.
But to get a distinction, it's 1 week. And you've been doing this project for 13 weeks. I'd expect to see 13 artists from somebody that wants a distinction that are really well linked to their work. Okay? There are kind of like baseline, you know, expectations like that. Okay? So just, you know, have a little Google, see if any, like, take your fancy that you think can link to your work. Like that's a textile piece, textile fibre art that is responding to nature. Yeah. So there's plenty out there, is what I'm getting at. Okay. But in terms of the plan for the exhibition, fine. Blog, start just doing it piecemeal. Okay. Start
uploading
bit by bit. Okay.
But good work, Kaya.
But really good work. I look forward to seeing it.
Same. Really excited.
Yeah.
You'll get there. I'm just trying to find that video of Sophie T's studio, but I'll send it to you today.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Am I the last person?
No.
Marta.
Marta.
Okay.
If that's all right.